Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Ar-Ra'd. In this regard, there is just one narrative which is reported through two different chains of narration, and both these chains of narration and this narrative, of course, is reported allegedly by Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The words of the text of this narrative are: Man qara Surah Ar-Ra'd u'tiya min al-ajri ashru hasanatin bi wazni kulli sahabin maza wa kulli sahabin yakunu ila yawm al-qiyamah wa bu'isa yawm al-qiyamah min al-mufina bi ahdillah. The narrative means that a person who recites Surah Ar-Ra'd, then he shall be given the reward of 10 pious deeds for equivalent to every cloud which was equivalent to the weight of every cloud which is found in this world ever since the beginning of time till the end of time. And this person shall be raised on the day of judgment such that he shall be regarded among those who fulfilled his promise with the Almighty. Now, this narrative is extremely weak because of the existence of two very weak narrators. One of them is Harun ibn Kasir, and the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini. Harun ibn Kasir is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And as far as Salam is concerned, we have the following comments which Hafiz Mizzi has recorded in his book Tahzib al-Kamal about him. Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he is laysa bishay, and another opinion of Yahya ibn Ma'in about him is that he's la yuktabu zayifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli says that he's laysa bihujja, and Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says that he's ghairu siqa. Similarly, Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be zayif, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nasai, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk. Another opinion of Imam Nasai about him is laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, another opinion of Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash is that he's a liar, he's kazzab. And Abul Qasim al-Baghvi says that he's za'iful hadith chittan. So we can see that in the presence of these comments, how weak an inscription this narrative is to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in all probability it is concocted. Now, as far as its other chain of narration is concerned, which is found in Salvi's tafsir, that too is extremely weak because of the existence of a narrator called Maqal ibn Ubaidullah. He is za'if also, he's weak, and Ibn Adi ibn al-Jawzi and al-Uqayli regard him to be extremely weak, regard him to be za'if. Similarly, there are two other narrators found in this chain of narration about whom we have no clue who they are. And their names are Abu Umar Ismail ibn Muhammad, and the other one is Abul Hasan Muhammad ibn al-Qasim. So we have no clue who these people are. So in the presence of this data also, this narrative cannot be accepted. All in all, the correct way to obtain the blessings of a surah is to have a living relationship with that surah. And that can only be achieved if we understand that surah, if we read it with a good translation, if we don't know the original Arabic. We must try to understand what it says to us and also try to reflect on its meanings and also try to communicate its message to others. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.